Happy Saturday and welcome to Hoofbeats with Lori. If you enjoy all things equine, this is the place to be. We're rekindling America's love affair with the horse, one Saturday at a time. I'm your host, Lori Richliano, along with my husband and co-host, Victor Richliano. For the next hour, we're going to be talking horse, which y'all know is my most favorite subject in the world. So saddle up, sit back and relax, get something warm, bundle up. It's been kind of a crazy cold winter back here already. We've got a great show planned for you.
Crazy cold winter. You were warm and snug as a bug in a rug last week.
I was in sunny Scottsdale.
And I was freezing my tuchus off.
And I really appreciate that.
Oh, yeah, sure you did. I didn't even get a phone call from you.
It was very, very nice out there in Scottsdale. It was a welcome thing to do in winter.
And you were out there vacationing?
Yes. No, I wish.
Yeah, you were vacationing.
I was with my friends.
You tried to say you were going to school.
I was, actually. I was at the Arabian Horse Association annual judging school and clinic. And what that is we renew our judges' cards every 3 years. And I was proud to say that I just received...
Didn't you get an award?
Yeah. It's
I saw the picture.
You saw the picture on Facebook? Did you see that?
Yeah, I saw it. There's only like two other judges that are as old as you.
Oh, no, there are plenty older than me.
How many? There was only three in the picture.
Well, no, that was just, no. Anyway.
What did you get the award for?
No, I got the award for, actually, I've been a judge for 26 years, so I just received my 25-year pin for serving the Arabian Horse Association.
Yeah, 25 years.
Can you believe
that? You're old.
Well, you know, actually, I did get my judge's card as soon as we could, was at 21, and I did have my, there's your math, people.
There we go. Add those things up real quick. Get those calculators
there's
out.
There's your math, yeah.
I did and those that have the correct answers, email you where?
Lori@hoofbeatswithlori.com.
Ooh, and send me a pie.
Oh, no. But no, I had a great time seeing all my judging friends that we've, I mean, I've known everyone.
Forever and ever. Because you're very old. You can't have old friends unless old is in the name.
That's kind of like that. But it was fun, though, because we would all stand up. Okay, so they were awarding all the judges that are there who are doing for, you know, our renewals. Everyone is different on a different schedule for every 3 years. And so my group that goes. And so then they're having them stand up for like 5 years, 7 years, 10 years. And we're like, uh-oh, here goes 15 years, 20 years. And I'm like, okay, we're getting up there. And we did get down to...
How many of you stood up when they said 25 years?
Now, there's about three of us.
I guess three. That's what I said, because there's only three of you that are still alive.
No, and then there were some that had, can you believe it, 45 years.
You're kidding.
No, there was one judge who was 45 years.
Man, that's a long time.
Oh, I know. It's really good. He's going for his 50.
So do they know what an Arab is yet? After 45 years?
They do. He's okay. A great judge. No, it was fantastic. It just renews my spirit and my judging ability. It's great to tune up. There's new classes coming down for the Arabian horse.
You said something about ranch riding or egg and spoon?
No, not egg and spoon. It's called ranch riding, and it is really very popular. It was actually with the U.S. Nationals. They've already had a class. It's fun. It's kind of like trail, but kind of amped up a little. It's neat. Oh, and then we had a fantastic trail seminar by Michael Damianos, and that was amazing. Makes you want to just go out there and set up a whole trail course. He was that good. It was amazing.
Does he do trail in the snow?
You know what? I would love to. No, Mike doesn't
do snow.
Did you
ask Mike that? We've known Mike for years.
Mike doesn't do snow.
Well, you should ask him if he could judge, if you get extra points for doing the trail course in the snow.
Yeah, probably would. But no, he did a fantastic seminar. It was great.
You should get points if you can even see the bridge.
Oh, my goodness. I know, it was something else. But it was phenomenal. It got all of us thinking about some of the new classes that are coming out. We even have another one called Performance Halter. It's for horses that are Arabian horses that are showing in a class other than, you know, that they're basically being
something
ridden.
Something other than a halter horse.
Correct. So that
you mean back in the days when Arabs did everything.
When they did everything. Yeah. So what that is, it's really nice for those who are people who are riding their horses from their, you know, backyard, you know, that you're doing it yourself. So fantastic. You can now ride your horse and then also compete in a halter class where you're not competing against just the halter horse.
The specialty horse that is
correct.
Specially trained by a halter your trainer.
Right. And it's we don't set our horses up. We're not, you know, aggressively doing anything. The horses are standing up and they're being judged on their own merit. So kudos to Arabian Horse Association for looking forward and doing that. And I think that was really good. I think that's a lot of movement. We see a lot more. I was really pleased with the Arabians because right now I see a lot of effort here to be very inclusive with more riders and more owners.
Cool. And that works really good because we're getting more and more Arabians back in our barn.
I know. It's pretty good. I love it. I'm getting ready for our Arabian Horse Show string this year. That's going to be something fun.
You did a little shopping when you were in Scottsdale.
I did do a little shopping.
And what did we acquire?
His name is Oliver.
Oliver?
His name is Oliver.
Should I worry? I mean, are you filing for divorce now and going to go live
Oliver's
with Oliver?
Oliver's handsome. He's a dark bay.
Oh, geez.
He's got a blaze.
He's got four legs.
Yeah,
I saw the video of him on Facebook. He's huge.
He's very huge. He's easily 18 hands.
And he's half Arab, half Oldenburg.
Oldenburg, correct. He's a, oh gosh, what is it? A Supreme Legion of Honor.
Oh, it's above that.
Yeah, I know. He's got four pluses and two slashes. He has won more honors as a dressage horse than a sport horse. So I'm really looking forward. He's coming into our program. And I'm looking forward to working with him and doing some dressage work with him.
Does he come with a ladder?
Pretty much. He's huge. And so you saw me out there riding bareback on him, too.
Yeah, he looked pretty good out there bareback.
Yeah, we were side passing and we were doing some shoulder in, shoulder out.
We'll have to talk in future segments. We'll have to talk a little bit more about Oliver.
Oliver and our dressage.
And when he gets here. Now we have to figure out how to get him from warm Arizona to frozen Minnesota. I understand he comes with a blanket and earmuffs.
He has plenty of blankets.
Yeah, so yes. We're going to have to work on getting him here. And it should be kind of fun to have that big of a horse in the barn. Is he going to fit in the barn?
I was doing some measurements. I think he's just a little smaller than Mookie. A little bigger than Mookie.
Yeah, than Mookie.
Yeah.
So he's going to have to go in the back barn.
I think so. Let's put it this way. Teddy is my biggest boy.
And he's bigger than Ted.
And he's bigger than Ted.
Oh, boy. I can't wait to see what he looks like.
You should have seen me having it. I had to get the big stool to get up on this one.
Well, you know what, that, Lori, we're coming up on a break here. And so we're going to take a short break. When we come back, we have a listener question that's, I have a new horse and I want to be friends. How do I bond with my horse? And then we have two segments, part one and part two of 10 popular horse quotes and what they mean. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.